John was a well-known actor who traveled the nation in a variety of productions. In fact, a journey to one small town brought him fans for life. That is, until the actor turned out to be something more sinister. His story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Today we know him for his crime perpetrated against President Lincoln. Before 1865, he was known for excelling at his occupation.
John Wilkes Booth was an actor, so actors back then traveled to different theaters. Well, he went to St. Joseph to put on a production.
As Michael Crutcher explains, it was January of 1864, and the weather was anything but hospitable.
There was one of the worst winters of recent history then. He had a friend back east who was getting married, and he was bound and determined to make it back in time for the wedding.
The weather was beyond terrible, but Booth was adamant he would make it from St. Joseph to the East Coast.
So there were all the snow drifts, and the Hannibal-St. Joseph Railroad, one of the big railroads in Missouri, was closed. He couldn't get out east by train.
So with no train to get Booth to the East Coast, he resorted to whatever means of transportation he could find.
We took some money and he rented a team of horses and a sled from a man, and he went along the railroad, followed it east, till he reached Breckenridge. And from there on, the trains were running at that point, but there were many delays. You know, wind was blowing, snow was blowing.
His journey would soon bring him to Brookfield, where he'd be further delayed. And the events that took place in that town are still well remembered today. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Brookfield, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.